Big Johnny.
Hi, Tommy.
You must have been around because you do the news on Succi's show. You know, you must have been around when he was asking that question.
I did.
About what happened between the lyrics to Sugar Pie Honey Bunch and...
Yes.
I guess the lyrics to... Well, pick a song.
Some
give me the name of a song.
Some rap song. Yeah.
Well, give me the name of one.
Well, I could think of a million of them.
How about Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg?
Gin and Juice. That's an old one, though, so...
I think I have that one.
The newer
here.
Stuff's a little...
More tame?
A little more risque, shall we say.
Oh, what do you mean? Where's Speed? Give me that Snoop Dogg tune, the Gin and Juice.
Can we do that at the noon hour?
Sure. Yeah.
He's looking.
Hey, we can't play that on the air. What are you doing? That was a little test. That was a little test.
Did he fail?
He wouldn't be the first producer we had to bounce, would he? Let's see. Play the happy version of that song by the Gourds. Do you have the Gin and Juice, the happy one?
It's not called Gin and Juice, though. Do you remember what it's called?
Yes, it is.
No, because I'm looking at the Gin and Juice songs. And
oh,
then
it's
that
called.
One.
We
I think it's called
the
Snoop Dogg song or something.
No, we gave it another name. It's Gin and Juice. No, I saw it. It was Gin and Juice. Well, you found it?
Maybe.
Yep, I found it, it's called, the Snoop Dogg song. Oh. Imagine that.
This is the same song. If they did this to all the hip-hop songs, imagine what a better world it would be.
So much drama in
Oh, he swears like, in this, too. Killa, you can't play. Ooh, you caught that one word before we would have lost
our
FCC
the song.
License. No, you don't. You don't know that. Oh, that's right. You listen to that stuff, don't
you? I grew up on Snoop Dogg when I was a kid. I used to listen to that crap.
Wow.
Were you another suburban white boy trying
yes.
to be black?
Well, I wasn't necessarily trying to be black.
Yes,
but
you were.
I was in that generation that we all were listening to hip-hop our whole childhood.
No, but you actually were, because I bet if I would have stumbled upon you guys and listened to how you talked, it would have been clear that you were trying to...
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Baggy pants and the whole deal, and yeah, that was us.
What was the attraction? The rebellion?
I think we can go back to what you said when we were talking about being angry. I think we were trying...
To be angry?
To have a rough life. We were trying to act like we had some, I don't know. In suburban life is so easy. We were looking for an escape from the easiness.
You know, this speaks to what Papa Neutrino was talking about yesterday. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
That if you do not create crises or confront crises in life, you will not feel any sense of fulfillment. The joy in life does not come from the comfortable life at all, and that guy constantly created these extraordinary obstacles and then felt the exhilaration of overcoming them, which is why tonight I'm lopping off two legs. Johnny, what I was thinking about when Sushri was talking about how we went from those lyrics to these, you know who we need to blame for that?
Who?
One Robert Zimmerman.
Think so? Because?
Can I
reflect on another point you were just talking about?
No, you can't. When you get your own show, you can do that. Let's see here. Where's that thing? Here it is. Here it is. Hang on a second. I got it right here. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here. All right, I'm gonna feed you a little something here, Johnny.
Okay.
Hang on. I just got to get my stuff in order here.
I could have made my point by now, you know.
Three times, yeah.
Idiot wind. You're an idiot, babe. It's a wonder you still know how to breathe. Yeah. No one had ever talked that way in songs before.
Mm-hmm.
How about this lyric? I ain't saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. There's no sugar pie honey bunch there. How about this? You got a lot of nerve to say you are my friend. When I was down, you just stood there grinning. You little freak. I'm sorry I ever dated you. You got a lot of nerve to say you got a helping hand to lend. You just want to be on the side that's winning. Why am I dating you? Why am I hanging with you? The last lyric of that song, you'd know what a drag it is to see you if you were me.
Now, I'd like to make another point.
Dylan is where this comes from.
But those are all very personal, all those lyrics you just read.
Well,
the ones
when Snoop Dogg is calling
no.
someone a hoe, he's talking
about... Oh, no. Those are all very general. They're not personal. It's in general women.
Across the board?
Well, okay,
because
not
Dogg,
all of it, but
Snoop
a lot
Dogg
of it.
Defended himself recently by saying, we're not talking about... you know, girls' basketball teams. We're talking about the women in the hood who are charging us exorbitant rates to do the 15 minutes in the motel room deal.
Here's the deal. I'm no expert on rap. My kid listens to some rap, so I've heard that.
High Speed's an expert. Talk to him. The guy loves it.
I think it's not quite as personal as those Bob Dylan lyrics were. Those were obviously aimed at persons, a person.
Met her on a mountain. There I took her laugh. Met her on a mountain. Stabbed her with a knife. Hang down your head, Tom.
Let me ask you a question. It's a freaking murder,
and he's celebrating
let
it.
Let me ask you a
and
question.
And it's a folk song, and there they are. Who are they? The Weavers.
Yes.
Bopping up and down, and our parents are saying, listen to more of that. Look at him stab the chick.
I think here's the way I would look at it. It's what you just, the stuff you're talking about is a little more clever than what I hear.
All right, but we're not talking about cleverness. We're talking about terms that are offensive.
Okay.
And we're talking about abusing language that's abusive to women in lyrics.
Yeah.
And I'm saying it starts up until Dylan comes along. It is kissy, kissy, lovey, lovey, honey pie, sugar bunch. And Dylan begins
sugar
to write
pie,
songs.
Honey bunch.
Dylan begins to write songs about his disgust with women and women he doesn't like and women who bug him and women he wants out of his hair. And everybody said, wow, no one's ever written that before. And that's where it starts. It starts in Hibbing, Minnesota, the cradle of hip-hop, the cradle of all that's gone wrong with music.
I think I disagree with you, Tommy. Oh, and I was just telling Speed how much I hate this song.
You know what I dig about it?
What?
The lyrics are pretty rugged, but...
Rugged?
They're brutal. But the intro is so reminiscent of his greatest hit of all time.
Sure. Sounds just like a Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Under the Red Sky was a rough album all the way around.
I thought it was awful.
Yeah. Yep. But it was, the beauty of Dylan is he comes back. Didn't he come back with Oh Mercy then?
I believe that was right after that,
and
yes.
And boom, right back in the game.
I agree.
Yeah, he always is right back in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Taking a stab at women. Ooh, wrong term. I mean, what do you got, news?
Would you like me to do any news?
Sure.
Or
what do you got? You probably got a killing or two yourself.
I have no killings.
Huh.
Dog attack.
Yes.
White Bear
we
Lake.
We have no murders. We have no murders today.
They
must not be running.
Huh? Can I do it now?
Sure.
Okay. White Bear Lake woman attacked by two pit bulls in St. Paul Monday says the breed should be banned. 59-year-old Joanne Youngman was serving legal papers at a house on Conway Street when the dogs jumped a fence and attacked her. She says she thought they were going to kill her.
They were on me constantly, tearing at my arms and my legs. There's nothing I could do.
Youngman suffered deep wounds to her left arm and hand and both legs.
And I didn't realize how bad my arm was until the paramedics came and they cut off my jacket. Amazing, this big hunk of skin just hanging there.
St. Paul City Council expected to pass an ordinance cracking down on the owners of dangerous dogs. Minneapolis could toughen its laws next week, too. Everybody already knew he was running. Today came the announcement, though. Republican John McCain officially opened his second bid for the White House today. Speaking in New Hampshire, McCain cast himself as the most qualified to succeed President Bush and lead the nation in wartime.
Was his first bid when he announced it on Letterman then?
No, he ran for president 4 years ago.
Well, what do you mean he announced his second bid now? He already announced a bid on Letterman.
Well, remember, even on Letterman, though, he said, but my official announcement will come in April. This is the official announcement where he files all the paperwork and blah, blah, blah. McCain says, quote, we face formidable challenges, but says that he is prepared for them. And saying that's showbiz, Rosie O'Donnell confirms her stormy tenure on The View will end in June. O'Donnell said on the show today she wanted to stay for one more year, but that ABC wanted three. She says she will appear occasionally in the future. 5 Eyewitness News weather forecast.
In the meantime, she'll be investigating the destruction of World Trade Center Building 7.
Partly cloudy down to 46 tonight. Mostly cloudy.
Something we all should be looking into, interestingly enough.
64 tomorrow. Don't start with me. It's cloudy right now. 58 degrees at AM 1500 KSTP.